opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, right field. Backing up Castellanos to the track, near the wall. Jumps, makes the catch, bangs into the wall, and he hangs on. And Nick Castellanos makes the catch at the fence. And the Phillies win the ball game. And you got to be kidding me the way baseball works out sometimes. Nick Castellanos in the game still in the ninth inning. And he makes the catch at the wall to end the game.
You couldn't have scripted that any better. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Phillies win last night. They are now just one game behind the Mets. Ranger, who we'll get to, was spectacular. Nick Castellanos back in the lineup. And the game ends with Castellanos in right field making a catch at the wall to save the game. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And happy Juneteenth to all that celebrate. It's Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. June 19th. Yes. Yeah. And Hugh, we got a lot to discuss today on the show. We're going to get to Ranger, who was great last night again. More on the Ace Bailey stuff. The Sixers would be fools. I mean, total fools to draft this kid right now. And our reaction to the latest couple names in the top 11, including who has been ridiculously omitted from the list. We'll see what Hugh says about all this coming up. But Hugh, we got to start with last night. And specifically, I need to talk to everyone out there, every one of you, that supported Rob Thompson a couple days ago, supported Rob Thompson yesterday and the day before, because what I heard yesterday was the manager has to put his foot down. It's his clubhouse. The players can't run the clubhouse. And then what I saw last night was the manager threw all that out the window. Look, the Phillies won last night, which is the most important thing. That's great. And Castellanos, great catch. And I saw him in the outfield in the ninth inning, and I said, oh, that's interesting, because 2 days ago the manager told everyone, including his outfielder, I don't want you on the field in late game situations. Mm. Late game, close, right? We're winning by a little bit, right? It's a close game. I have to take you off the field for defense because that's what's best for the team. Last night, late game, close. It became a game that came down to one catch at the end. And who's in right field? That was Nick Castellanos. So everything that Topper said the other night just flew out the window. And it worked. But this isn't only about results. It's about the process. And what I said yesterday was, I understand why Nick Castellanos was upset because the manager is not consistent. Mm. And everyone yesterday wanted to tell me, well, no, Joe, he's got to do this. Okay, well, then how come he didn't do it last night? I want to hear from everyone about last night's game and about what happened, because if you supported Topper removing Castellanos and then holding his ground when Castellanos barked back, then there's no reason Castellanos should have been on the field in the ninth inning last night. There's just not. Like, if we're using the same logic that Topper used a couple nights ago, then why is he on the field? I thought we have a new precedent now. Then now we're trying to win games. Now it's a new Topper. Now, no more wasting time. We got to get the best defensive outfielder on the field in the ninth inning. Then Nick Castellanos shouldn't have been out there. He made the play. I'm happy for him. I'm happy the Phillies won. But this is ridiculous. I mean, it was ridiculous he was out there last night because that's not the precedent the manager set a couple days ago. And if I'm Castellanos, although I know we found out he apologized, I'd feel vindicated. I would feel vindicated if I'm Nick. I would be like, listen, Again, why did you take me out two nights ago? Do you trust me tonight but not then? I think you all should be, every one of you that supported Topper should be disappointed that he left him on the field the ninth inning, because now it shows there's no consistency and the players run the clubhouse. Hugh, what did you make of it last night? Castellanos trotting out to the field in the ninth.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say hello to I Told You So Joe. Because that's kind of what I felt the day you were trying to...
I didn't say those words.
I mean, it kind of feels like you're taking a victory lap.
No, what I'm doing is I'm asking the people that felt a certain way how they feel today.
And I was one of those people that felt a certain way. I'm twofold today, Joe.
I'm a little twofold Douglas today.
I'm surprised and disappointed at the same time. Okay. Because now, to me, it makes you wonder, number one, what was exactly said. Mm-hmm. And was it really that egregious where you had to pull him? And when you talk about moments, similar moments to the one that he had the other night where he pulled him for his defense, and you left him out there, granted, he made a hell of a play.
Which is the most amazing part of all
this. Yeah, like, you kind of wonder, what was it? You know, now, I will say that there's something redeeming about the play that he made.
Absolutely.
In that moment, and Topper believes in him. But to your point, You should feel vindicated, because you said it felt heavy-handed, and then you turn around and in the same moment, you put him back out there. But the saving grace in all of this is the fact that he did make the play.
Well, when the ball went off the batter's bat, the right-handed batter went the other way to right field, my first thought was, oh, no, it's gone, right? It's going to be a three-run home run. Then I'm like, oh, it's a big park. It's probably going to stay in. Is it going to hit off the wall? And then instantly I'm like, oh, my goodness, this game's coming down to Castellanos having to make a catch at the wall. And he did. Then he untucks the shirt, kind of looks around like, yeah, you doubted me.
Like in your face.
Yeah, in your face, Topper. I mean, that's what last night was. I mean, that's what it felt like last night with Castellanos to Topper. 215-592-9494. Look, I expected it. I said this yesterday. Like, do you really think he's not going to put him out there tonight? And I fully expected him to put him out there and to leave him on the field, because Topper is not consistent. That's the issue right now. There's not a consistent, like, from the minute Topper became the manager, if he was pulling Castellanos and Turner for defense, I know Turner wasn't here the first year, but if he was pulling everyone late in the game to get his best defensive team on the field, then Nick would have no, you know, leg to stand on. Then that's how we do things around here. It's not how the Phillies do things. Now, you may think they should, and that's the better way to win games, and I'm with you deep down. Like, late in games, I think they should put the best defensive team on the field with the lead. Topper doesn't do that, though. So I understood why Castellanos was annoyed a couple nights ago, and now I'm just curious to hear from everyone out there that was like, yeah, go Topper! Well, what happened last night? Why did he leave him on the field in the ninth inning? That didn't make any sense, even though, yeah, it obviously worked. All right, let's hear from both Scott Fransky and Topper. Let's start with Topper. Before the game yesterday, what he had to say, and saying he would do it again. Let's hear Topper.
Rob, we see Nick Castellanos back in your starting lineup tonight, as you said he would be. And I guess everything, water under the bridge. Can we look at it that way?
Yeah, it's in the past. We're going to move forward. Nick's in there tonight, hitting fourth, and we'll go get him.
Do you anticipate more of the move you made the other night, taking him out for defense late in games?
Yeah, possibly. You know, it all depends on the situation and where his bat is coming in the lineup and the score and the game state and all that. But, yeah, it could happen.
Do you have a algorithm that tells you how many you need to be leading by and how far away his spot in the order needs to be to make a move like that?
Not really. I think it's just feel more than anything.
Okay, so two nights ago, we felt he had to come off the field for defense. And last night, we didn't feel he had to come off the field for defense. See, that's why a player gets upset. That's why a player is vindicated to be upset with, like, what? Why? Why are you pulling me out of the game tonight, but not this night? I you know, Topper said it's water under the bridge, and it might be. Maybe for him it is. I wonder what Castellanos deep down feels. Because we saw him last night, and he looked
the same.
He looked a little bit focused, yet at the same time annoyed. And maybe he'll channel that and play well. But I if I had a guess, it's water under the bridge for Topper. Castellanos strikes me as a grudge guy. I think he's still bothered by the whole thing.
You know what? Initially, I thought that. But I think it's water under the bridge for him, too. Made a hell of a play in outfield.
Yep.
And Topper said something that cut, Joe, that I kind of agree with. It's the feel for the game. And sometimes, and the other night, not trying to make excuses for him, but the other night maybe he felt like in that moment that he needed to put another defender out there. And last night, it wasn't the same case. And I understand. I do understand, and it does make you wonder what went into him doing it the first night.
Right.
But at the same time, he has his fingers on the pulse of this team. And it worked out for him. You know, when you talk about the outcome of the game and outcome of the last game, by leaving him in there and him making that play, it worked out for him. We got the win.
Yeah, but
so
they did.
You have to have – I'm not going to be too down on top. I am surprised that he did it because I thought that this was going to probably last a lot longer than it did. But I can't be too down on him for making the right decision in that moment.
Yeah,
because that's
even,
basically – I mean, because when you look at it, we did win the game.
Yeah, but I don't even know if it was the right decision.
Yeah,
I mean,
that you could wonder that.
I mean,
definitely question
Castellanos
that.
Castellanos is not a very good defensive outfielder. Like, the other guys would have made the catch, I'm guessing, just the same as he did. Now, he did it, and I'm happy for him, and I'm happy the Phillies won the game. But I think if you were supporting him yesterday, you should be disciplined. Let's hear Scott Fransky about Topper saying maybe he wouldn't do the same move tonight, even though he did it two nights ago.
18th double of the season for Castellanos, who, of course, was benched yesterday, left out of the lineup, out of the game entirely after what happened on Monday night. Here's a swing and a dribbler that'll go foul up the line. Nick addressed it before batting practice yesterday with the writers, and it was rather brief. Said what he had to say. He had already talked to Rob Thompson on multiple occasions, including right after the game Monday night, as well as again on Tuesday. Castellanos did apologize to the manager for what was said and done on Monday night after he was taken out for defense. And Rob Thompson said today that he would not be taking him out tonight as the pitch is fouled away. When asked during his pregame media briefing, he said, would you continue to do that? He said, I'm not going to do it tonight. Pretty emphatically.
All right, so let's just hold on a second. If it's for the best for the team on Monday, but you won't do it tonight, what are we doing? So, like, Castellanos won because he got upset. He didn't get to come. I don't understand. What if Castellanos dropped that ball last night? Rob Thompson would have cost his team the game because he didn't want to upset him again? Like, if you want a disciplinarian in the dugout, you should be pissed off today. If everything you said yesterday was, this is the right move, Topper, take the team back. He gave it right back to the players last night. 215-592-9494. I really am curious today how everyone feels, because there was a lot of bravado in this town yesterday. Yeah, get him, Topper!
A lot of bravado.
Put him in his place! And then he was right back out there on the field last night. Kyle, how you feeling after Castellanos has himself quite a night last night?
Yeah, I feel like that whole, like, 12-minute rant was directed right at me.
You might as well have just been looking me dead in the eyes.
He's on a heater.
Well,
he's
like, I mean, talking to everyone.
Look, and you should savor this moment, Joe, because you were right yesterday.
Wow, I don't hear that on WIP very often.
And in another very rare moment, I was made to look like an ass.
Well, that's not
like
as rare.
A total idiot. I mean,
all depends on who you ask.
Castellanos punked and emasculated Rob Thompson.
Damn, that's strong.
He did. I mean, that entire thing was a joke. That was the same exact scenario last night that Topper removed him for defense for the other night. Castellanos freaks out, and Rob Thompson all of a sudden is like, all right, fine. Like, I won't do it tonight. Like, what are we doing here? I was pumping up Topper because I thought he finally showed a backbone, and this was going to be like a change in the way that he manages. And like, he is the authority figure in that clubhouse. And I mean, and Castellanos made him look like a total fool. I mean,
way to clean it up.
I mean, he did. And then, like, the way that he was acting last night, like the almost like mopey attitude, the swinging at the first pitch every single at bat, like, that whole thing was a joke. Like, Rob Thompson looks ridiculous right now. So I didn't understand it at all. I feel like a total moron. I feel backstabbed, heartbroken by the entire situation. Like, and I think you're right. Everybody that was with me yesterday saying that, like, this is great, good for Rob Thompson, should feel like a moron today.
Just because he made the catch doesn't change the idea,
no. Right?
Like, the idea is, two nights ago, he looked at his right fielder and he thought, I need better defense in the outfield late in the game. And that's, from a baseball perspective, Rob Thompson has nothing to apologize for that. He's right. You know, and we'll get into it, and someone close to Castellanos disagrees. But the numbers don't lie. I mean, Nick Castellanos is one of the worst defensive outfielders in baseball. Mm. He doesn't have great range. Now, when he gets to the ball, he typically catches it. He's kind of sure-handed. But he's a slow runner, and he's not a very good fielder. It's just, that's not even my opinion. Those are the facts. So, and Topper knows those facts. He has those numbers. He and he has eyes, right? Just like, but he has eyes on every.
And he also has a feel for the game.
Right, but why would the feel be different? If you're a bad defensive outfielder, you're not bad on Monday and good on Wednesday. You're bad. I mean, you don't get better overnight. Like, so the feel for the game feels like luck to me, Hugh. He got lucky last night that Castellanos caught the ball. So if he dropped that ball, this town is losing its mind today.
No,
he caught
you're
the
right.
ball, so we're like, ah, but see, it's okay. Everyone's happy.
But see, I think that's a part of the manager's job in trusting his players. And I also look at it like this. Maybe it was a thing where he sat Castellanos down to regroup, recharge, and refocus. Because you might look at it last night as him being mopey in the dugout.
He was.
Might have been laser focused.
Maybe.
Might have been focused on the task at hand, the fact that he got benched and he's trying to redeem himself. See, I'm disappointed in the way that it went down. I'm no question about that. But I don't have enough information to definitively say if it's one thing or another. That's the thing, because I've been in locker rooms and, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, in the heat of the battle, certain things happen. But at the end of the day, when you need a player, you have to go with that guy. So it might have been a little bit of that. Now, I totally agree with you when you say that the message looks weird, especially when you go out there. Now, this is where if I have an issue with what Topper did, it's for you to go out there and say, regardless to whatever the situation is, he's in the game. Now, that, to your point, makes it look like, well, damn, okay, what was the point of you putting him down in the first place?
Yeah.
But Topper has a feel for this game, and he has a feel for these players. So I just think there's a lot more to this than we know for us to make to draw these certain conclusions.
Yeah, it just feels like, and I think we've all been there. You know, you're out with your kid, and then they
act a fool in the store.
And they, you told them they could get ice cream, but they act a fool, and then you said, you know what, no ice cream now. And then they cry the whole ride home, and you got a choice to make. I mean, you got a choice.
Yeah, you got to get them some ice cream and make them quiet down or suck it up.
Or you got to put your foot down and say, no, we can't act like that. You don't get ice cream. Topper yesterday basically rolled up to the ice cream store and gave Castellanos a sundae. I mean, we can't, what are we doing?
And
last night
to get sprinkles on that
he
thing.
Got the
the whole shebang.
Castellanos got everything he wanted on that ice cream last night. You saw that reaction after the game. 215-592-9494. What a catch, what a moment, a really nice win for the Phillies, who, by the way, are just one game behind the sliding Mets right now.
If the Phillies
win today and the Mets lose, which is obviously certainly possible, if not probable, the Phillies will be tied with the Mets when they come in here tomorrow. I mean, it's a big week for the Phillies. But this backdrop of the top, again, if you supported Topper yesterday, I need to know where you're at right now, because that guy, this backbone, I don't know where it went yesterday. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Big Head Joe Day.
No, Chris, it is. Let's air it out.
I told you so,
no,
Joe.
No, I didn't say. I never said the words. Never said
them. You have to say it, Joe. You're peacocking a little
no,
bit.
No, the only around. One that peacocks around here is you when the Eagles sign an offensive player or something. Go ahead, Chris.
You, did you have to, like, slather some Vaseline on his head to get it to wedge the door there?
You know what's funny? When we were in the meeting, he kind of hit it very well, but when he cracked that mic, he went full on.
Well, I'm not going to do it twice. I mean, go ahead, Chris.
Joe, I want to address the situation here. I just cards for you. Joe, you're an idiot.
Okay.
He benched him because he acted like an ass, okay?
Yeah.
You seem to gloss over the point. And you're peacocking around that, you know, you still want to build your house on sand. I can't help you for that. You're trying to justify everything off of Castellanos. Joe, pick a better horse to bet on.
Well, that's the horse. This is the race we're talking about. And Chris, he did act like an ass. I don't disagree. Why did he act like an ass? Because the manager suddenly, in the middle of a season, decided to change how he manages. And I understand why Castellanos is like, "What are you doing, man? When do we do this?"
See, that's where you're wrong. It's not that he didn't disagree with the manager. He acted like an ass.
Because the manager, impetuous. As impetuous as Castellanos was, the adult in the room is Topper. He acted impetuous. In the middle of the season, when we don't do this around here, and whether or not you and I agree they should do it, and I'm all for taking Castellanos off the field. He's not a good right fielder. I mean, like, I'm all for taking Turner off a shortstop late in games to put Sosa out there. I want to win. But when there's been something established, my stars get to play, my stars don't come off the field, then when you do it to a star, especially in his hometown, he's going to be pissed. And then for you to be a baby about it and bench him. And then, Chris, if you wanted me to support Topper, then Castellanos should have been off the field in the ninth inning last night. How is he on the field?
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
See, here's what happened. Castellanos was acting a fool because he was told that he didn't agree with because he didn't like it. Wait, now let's rewind.
Okay.
Lineups. We've seen Rangers sent to the bullpen, which he did not want to do, but he would do it. You've seen a lot of moves this year because Topper is making a lot of moves that he's never done before because he's trying to get this team over the top. And for the most part, the other players, Trey Turner being moved in the lineup, all these guys being moved in the lineup. Now, I think Trey needs to go to the outfield, but that's above his decision, above Topper.
I agree with that.
But all of this stuff is going on. Have we seen anyone else melt down to the point where Topper, as you're saying, soft-handed Topper, went to the extreme to bench him? And you keep acting like everything's so rigid. Oh, well, if he didn't do it this time, he should never do it. No, that's not how you do it. Just because you made a mistake in the past doesn't mean you keep making it. And he is a field guy. He will make a move.
Hold on. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. You just said if he made a mistake. So then that makes the player justified. If the man
is... I'm talking about... You said he should have never done that because he's a player's guy.
If you supported the first one... Should he have been on the field the ninth inning? Topper told everyone, including Castellanos, in front of his teammates, you're not one of my three best outfielders late in the game with a lead. And then two days later, he changed his mind.
No, and here's what happened, Joe. Okay. Here's what happened with that. You're using a bad analogy, but I'll stick with it. He took the ice cream from him, and then you're saying, oh, but then on the way home after you pitched a fifth, then he gave him the ice cream cone because he let him play last night. No. He said, tonight he plays, which is one of 162, which was more like him saying they had a conversation and he said, you're a bad boy. You're not going to do that again. But as an offering of an olive branch, here's a spoonful of ice cream. That's all he gave him was a spoonful. He didn't give him the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
So let's not act like, God.
That's a good analogy.
That's not a good analogy.
That was a good
analogy. Castellanos won. Castellanos didn't win.
Yes,
Castellanos got his wings clipped or got that chip knocked off.
Oh, yeah. He really looked like it last night.
Let me ask you guys a question. I asked the same question yesterday. And
can we all get along?
Tonight, on Friday against the Mets, do you think Castellanos coming out of the game late in the game for defense? Because if you say yes, you guys are all nuts. He's not taking him out anymore. It's over. It's over.
Make a bet with you. What do you want to bet, Joe? I bet you it's going to happen again.
You
talking about tonight or
So hold on. Ever again? Maybe. If he sucks out there and has three errors.
No.
The next time. You said last night they gave him a spoonful.
When was he ever removed for defensive replacement other than them making a lineup change? Very rarely ever.
Right. So why
this season and it's going to happen. I'll make it easier for you, Joe. He's going to do it more than once.
Okay.
You want to take the bet?
I do want to take the bet.
We'll figure out the term. We'll let Kyle figure out
the term. Okay, we'll figure it out. You got it, Chris.
I got to do a chant on the way up, but we're not going to do that. I just yelled at you. That's good enough.
That is. This phone call is more than enough. All right, Chris, we appreciate it. 215-592-9494. You guys are nuts. I mean, like, a spoonful ice cream. He took him to the ice cream place and let him get whatever he wanted yesterday.
I think there's a lot more to this than we know. I really do.
But I just got to react to what I know.
No, you're right, and you should, because I was disappointed in it, but... At the same time, you look at it and say, okay, what happened in this situation that warranted him to say what he said at the beginning, said he's not coming out, and what changed in that moment? Maybe Castellanos got what he was trying to say, and he's like, all right then, coach, I got you, or manager, or whatever they call each other.
Yeah, or the manager just went soft on us. I mean, I think that's exactly what happened. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? I mean, a couple nights ago, he takes him off the field for defense. Castellanos barks back. He benches him. All right, everyone supports Rob Thompson. He shouldn't have been on the field last night. I mean, I know he made the catch, and that's wonderful. But if the manager's logic is his logic, Castellanos is not one of his best three defensive outfielders late in the game with a lead. Where do you come down? If you support it, I really want to hear from you if you support a Topper 2 days ago, because feels like he cowered. He said it before the game. He wouldn't take him off the field for defense. What are we doing here? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. The Phillies win. Reaction to the Castellanos. We got to go through the whole night. We had the whole Castellanos experience. Pre-game, post-game, in-game.
Castellanos.
After the game with more people close to him chiming in. We got a lot going on here. We got Phillies tickets to give away. Phillies Padres on July 1st. We'll play some Hughes Clues coming up on the Midday Show. Well, I don't know about yay. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not dog gonna break my heart.
It was
Tyler
time.
Broke your heart, dog.
He really did. Kyle was down this morning. As down as I've seen him after a win in some time.
That's
and that
a
was
lot.
A dramatic win.
It was betrayed.
You were betrayed.
Backstabbed.
Yeah. Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear me defending him yesterday?
No, I did, but I mean.
The top retort.
I mean,
for four
if
hours.
He heard me, he wouldn't have done that, I think.
If they were home, if Topper was driving in yesterday, he would have been like, hey, I can't do that
to Kyle. Can't let Kyle down.
Yeah, and all the callers and listeners, WIP.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. Well, he did it. He did it. And the Phillies did win the game. What a night it was. I mean, really, a wild night. We'll get to Ranger Suarez and his performance. But the Castellanos story was the big story last night. 215-592-9494. So he's back in the lineup. That wasn't surprising. We knew it would be like a one-day suspension or, you know, benching, whatever. He's back in there hitting cleanup. So let's kind of go through the whole Castellanos night and then back to your phone calls on where you stand. And if, you know, especially if you were a Topper supporter yesterday, what you feel now? Because I just feel the whole thing looks ridiculous now. If you supported him and said, oh, no, he's got to get tough on the players, okay. To me, he went backwards yesterday. I know it worked. They won the game. Castellanos caught the ball. But on Monday night, the manager of the team said to all of us, including his right fielder, we're better late in the game with a lead if you're not on the field. And I think that deserved our support because he's trying to put the best team on the field. Castellanos barked back. They had an exchange, obviously. It led to a one-day benching. And then the same scenario played itself out. Ninth inning, save situation. Obviously, you want your best defense on the field and a predetermined decision. As Topper told us that he's going to leave him in right field. I just think that's letting the player walk all over you. All right, let's go through the night, though, Hugh, because it was an interesting night with Castellanos, even before the catch late in the game. So he got to the plate five times last night. He swung at the first pitch in four of those plate appearances, and he swung at the second pitch in his last appearance. So he saw six pitches in five plate appearances. Now, he did have two hits, right? Like, he performed.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if any of that was a little like, I'm going to do it my way. Like, if you benched me last night, I'm doing my thing tonight.
I mean, from what I've been told about hitters in particular, they don't like to change their approach.
But he has, and the whole team has.
Like, yeah, I mean, for the most part. Yeah. So he probably was locked into what he was trying to do. You know, not making excuses. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of insight of what I've been told about, you know, different approaches.
But that's not the approach for the team this season.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably was locked into that. Mm. I don't think he, like, you're trying to paint the picture like he's being a little defiant.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he was being defiant. I think that he was trying to do what was best for the team in that situation. Because being defiant, well, I guess you couldn't do that. If you just let the ball sail over your head, that would probably be a little bit too obvious.
Well, he wants to win. I don't think Nick doesn't want to win.
I mean, but and that's why I think that with his approach, that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to knock it out the park, trying to win.
Then we had the Bryson Stott home run.
No, that was majestic.
Well, it was great. I mean, he needed it too, because Stott hasn't driven a ball like that in like a month and a half. So he hits the home run. It really won the game. The offense, that was their offense for the night. But there was a shot of the dugout, and everyone explodes in the dugout, and they jump up and down. And then there's Castellanos, and I wouldn't say his reaction was like everybody else's. He looked a little, I don't even know.
Locked in? Well, see,
this is the most company man thing I've ever seen.
He looked annoyed.
Locked in.
He looked annoyed.
This is what you can't do, because I think a lot of times when we had these conversations, especially when you already feel some kind of way, we're driven by emotion. So now everything that we see it as egregious. Now,
I didn't think it was egregious, but I didn't think it was a normal reaction.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Well, normal reaction, whatever. You want to be nitpicky.
Well, no. If everyone jumps up and down and you stand there like you're annoyed at the world, how is that
fair,
normal?
Isn't that isn't he always been known as a guy that was a little different?
Yes, but I do think he's someone that supports his teammates. Like, I can't think
of... So you're saying that in that moment, he wasn't... Him jumping up and down, you read it as him not being supportive.
Three-run home run. Everyone's excited. He's the only one not cheering. Well, how am I supposed to read that?
Maybe he's mad at his at-bat and the way that he looked at his... I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
You're being a company man.
I'm not being a company man. I just feel like in moments like this, we tend to look at the negative and enhance that when it doesn't... I don't think it necessarily needs to be that way.
Well, but that's all I'm saying. But we know he was annoyed.
We also know he's a little different.
That's true.
We know he's a little bit of a space cadet at times.
That's very true.
So it's one of those things where I can't say definitively whether or not he was whatever he was in that moment, because he's had moments in the past where... He's answered questions, and I've heard him do this, and it's been like, okay, what are you saying? Like, he's out there at times. Yeah. He's different.
All right, then let's get to the base running one later in the game. I'm actually going to take him off the hook for this one. So he got doubled off second base. He was on second. Bohm was on third. There was a ball hit to first base, and it was the way I read it was kind of like a sinking line drive ground ball. Like, off the bat, it wasn't a clear grounder. It ended up hitting the ground, you know, as it made its way towards first base. And Castellanos ran from second. Hugh, I think he thought Bohm was running on contact. The ball hits the ground. Bohm's running home, so I'm going to trail, right? Bohm's going home. I'm going to run a third. Bohm held up for whatever reason. Maybe he was afraid it was going to get caught and he didn't want to get doubled off.
Yeah, he is kind of slow.
Yeah, and it ended up with Castellanos getting hung up and out in a double play. I'm not going to kill Castellanos because... My guess is he thought Bohm was going to run, and Bohm didn't run.
Yeah.
But that, look, if you just add it to the night, it's like, well, y'all also got doubled off the bases. So there's that. And then there was after the game. Hugh, we know Castellanos has a lot of supporters out there.
Yes, he does.
We heard them in Miami a couple nights ago, chanting "Free Castellanos." Well, last night after the game, there was also a situation where his wife was defending his defense on social media, which is great. Maybe she could do that. But she happened to want to correct or educate, I guess, or whatever the word you want to use is, our own Devin Caney. So Devin tweeted last night.
You mean Scoops?
Scoops, yeah. Is she Scoops?
She came at Scoops.
Well, we don't have a name for her. What do we want to call her?
I thought it was Scoops.
But she Scoops on the morning show, isn't she? Or the news?
They call her that on the afternoon show.
Scoops on afternoon, the news in the morning show?
Yes.
She doesn't have a name on our show.
Okay, so we got to give her our name. With Devin.
Wow. It's very,
it's very creative. Yeah.
Okay. We'll just call her Devin until we workshop this. Anyway, so she tweeted last night when he made the catch. Okay, Casty, proving he could play right field just fine. There was a response here, Hugh, from Jess Castellanos, which is Nick's wife. Mm-hmm. She tweeted, 414 straight games, no errors, National League record holder, eye off the computer, watch the game. How would you have reacted if you were in this situation?
Oh, he was clapping back.
I think Devin professionally just let it go. I mean,
Devin's a professional.
You don't have to respond to that.
Devin is not the type, from what I know of Devin, she doesn't want, like, it's not like she tries to stay away from as much controversy as possible. She just wants to do her job and keep it.
Also,
moving.
Her tweet was not.
It was not egregious.
That's
the word of the day for me, egregious.
Yeah, he did. It's a normal tweet off the
Sesame
couch.
Street.
It's egregious.
Oh, you're egregious.
Oh, yeah. If it was me, you know, I probably, because it was his wife, I would have probably clapped back with a little bit of, you know, I'd have toned it down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she has to understand where she is. And the more that she does that, the more she's going to open herself up for, like, a lot of different stuff. So I would probably tell her, like, hey, you know, it's great that you support your significant other, but you probably want to lay out on this
one. Is this what you would have said?
I would have probably told her, but you know what? I'd have been a little bit more kind. I'd have said something like, baby girl. And that would have been real. You know what I mean?
Now we can't do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
Pete Rose got in trouble for that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what, but... She's not a reporter. She's tweeting, right?
Yeah, she's just
I am a professional, correct?
Not with a response like that.
I'm saying if she feels the need to try to clap back at me, then I'm gonna clap back.
Okay.
So that's what my first
well,
thing
I'm glad
would be.
We got to this. Yeah. You were acting like
I'm just saying it would be listen, I know like it's not lost on me how that tweet started would have probably got me in trouble. But that's why I would have started it that way.
So sometimes when someone close to a player chimes in with something, right? This happens across all sports.
Yeah.
I always think it's really just an extension of what the player thinks and that conversation's been had.
With his wife, pillow talk.
Right, so here, when she tweeted, 400 straight games, no errors, National League record holder. That's what's in Nick's head when he gets removed from defense 2 nights ago. So when everyone yesterday is telling me he's not that good of a defender, I know he's not. He doesn't know that. Nick Castellanos is a prideful player. We've seen this now for years. He was embarrassed the other night. And if Topper really felt strongly that this is my best team, then Nick's got to deal with that. But obviously, Topper doesn't feel strongly enough to do that because he just acquiesced 2 days later. He gave the player back what he wanted. He gave his toy back. And he was okay with it.
And I will say this. If, like, I understand, like, you know, there's a bond between a husband and wife that you share. But at the same time, there's a lot of nuance that goes into professional sports that, no matter how you try to explain, the significant other is not going to get. So she shouldn't, in my opinion, shouldn't be tweeting stuff like that.
Well, I think it's good content, so we'll see.
I mean, it's great content for us, but you know, you put yourself in a position where somebody might not be as nice.
I'm just surprised she didn't chime in when you refused to apologize to Castellanos last season. That would have been great.
Listen,
love that.
Listen, she don't want to do that.
I think it'd be great for the show.
Devin should apologize, by the
for
way,
what?
not to her or the Castellanos family.
For what?
For the abomination of her list, dude, putting Zach Wheeler below Matvei Michkov.
Did she do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to talk. Next time she comes on the show.
I had beef with Devin.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but that's
rookie.
A problem.
And I know he's a very promising rookie, and he looks like he could be a great player.
Preaching to the choir, man.
The Zach Wheeler, you know, disrespect. It starts with you. I mean, and Elliot. It's ridiculous. All right, I got to take a deal.
I was just told I can't start the tweet. I was told by somebody I trust emphatically that that probably wouldn't be a great way to start my
career. Well, oh, it would have been a. We tried to tell you
we,
that.
We just tried to tell you.
Well,
we,
I don't. You know,
we
I don't,
tried to walk
you don't,
off.
You don't believe us.
I don't really trust y'all.
Why?
Because y'all.
We're here to help.
Sometimes, I don't know about y'all.
Oh, jeez. You know, okay.
Dude, I would never put you in a position where you look like
no,
an
that
ass,
would be. I know that would be bad, but yep. I would probably be feeling some kind of way because she. Mm-hmm. She tweeted.
No,
me.
I'm here to make you look good, man.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
I think I could read Castellanos' lips after he caught that ball, and basically he said, bleep around and find out.
Yep, it's exactly what it was. I mean, I felt it if I didn't see it. I could feel that.
Exactly. So I initially was on Topper's side for benching him because of most likely what was said in front of other people or what he directly said to Topper. The idea that he put him on the bench in the ninth inning or whatever, that goes against what he's normally done with the star players. But he has always managed on feel. Now, he may have made a mistake on that feel. And that may be where – that's where I'm kind of confused. Like, is he going to do this again? Would he do it again? I don't know. I mean, I prefer Castellanos to not be in the lineup in the ninth inning in a close game.
Me too. Yeah, I think we're on the same page. I think most of us do. I mean, he made the play last night. But, Jeff, like Topper's – like if Topper deep down thinks he's declining as an outfielder, he's below average now, Rojas is here, like that's perfectly fair. Like, but he's gotta be the manager and put his foot down then.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. That looked like a great catch, and for Castellanos it probably was. And yes, he doesn't make errors. But if that was Kepler out there or even Rojas, they would have been camped under that.
Of course. Of course.
They're a lot faster.
Right.
So the optics look crazy because it was Castellanos going up against
and he was hustling the hustle.
But yeah, this has got me a little bit confused as to what Topper's going to do going forward. I don't know if he'll do it again, and I don't know if he was doing it as a statement saying, hey, I can do this, you guys just need to pay attention because I might do it again, or if he actually felt that that was the need at the time. I'm not really sure, dude. I'm confused.
I am, Jeff. Yeah. I am too, man. It's a good phone call. I think we all should be confused. And that's when the manager changes how they do things, it's confusing. Let me just bring up a quick other thing. And again, we're not there. Trey has been better this year at shortstop. He has he has gone from like so bad, it makes you want to vomit, to okay, it's kind of average this season altogether. It's better. But like if Trey goes backwards again at shortstop and he pulls him out one day for Sosa late in the game and Trey's upset, are we just going to not do that ever again because the player got upset? Like, what is the point of this week? That's really what last night showed me. There was no point to this. And I now understand why Castellanos was even more upset. If this is the new way, the player's got to deal with it. If we're just making it up as we go along, you're going to have unhappy players. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, I want to get that clue, man, but I'll try that another day. I'm trying to hit that game, but I feel like, I told Kyle, I'm not really, like Joe, you might get mad at me a little bit, but I feel like Topper was trying to push some buttons with Castellanos, man, put them in last night. I know Castellanos is in the wrong. He's definitely in the wrong, and I feel like Topper don't have, right now, he don't have authority in the locker room, and I feel like he don't have any respect out of the players. But I do feel like he tries to push these guys' buttons to get stuff out of them. So I feel like he put them in there to get the win. I mean, when a game, you got to have your best players on the field. So I feel like Topper was thinking in that aspect of getting a W, but in the back of Topper's mind, he knows Castellanos, he's not a good outfielder. He knows this stuff, but I feel like he's trying to push these guys' button. To me, I feel like Castellanos is not even in a position to be lashing out or anything because he hasn't had a good season at all. He's had a horrible season at this time. So I feel like Topper does have to get better respect out of these players because right now, he doesn't have that proper respect. And to me, that starts with the leaders at a locker room, with Harper, with Castellanos, with Schwarber. To me, Nick ain't been a good example to these other players, you know, as a leader of this team, showing Topper the proper respect of a manager.
Yeah, it's a whole can of worms, Terrence, was open, because you have him taking him out of the game. It upset him. And then, you know, I understand why he probably felt like, hey, I got to do something. I got to discipline him. But then he went right back to it. Like, that's the part that drives me crazy. If you don't think he's the best right fielder in the ninth inning, then he's not. I mean, then you got to get him off the field.
Yeah, but it's kind of 50-50 because, in a way, Topper's right. You're not performing as you should come off the field. But in a way, it's kind of like devil's advocate because He's one of our best players hitting-wise and on the team, so we got to try to put him in a game in a situation to get the win. But at the same time, if you're not playing up the part, you got to come out the game.
Well,
so,
totally.
Thompson stuck to his guns.
It's just that we need consistency. Terrence, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. We need consistency here. And the manager just showed a lack of consistency. I mean, that's...
He did. He opens himself up for a whole lot of speculation about how he's running the locker room. No question about that.
Well, now, if I'm Topper, like, am I going to second guess my own self in the next big moment?
I don't think you can. That's probably why he was so adamant about him not taking him out in the ninth.
Okay, but let's play it out. Let's say tomorrow night against the Mets, they're up 3-2 in the ninth inning. What is he doing? Like, what is he doing now? Because if he goes off of his feel on Monday, he should take him out. If he goes off his feel yet, I don't get it. I don't get it. I think he made a mistake by not doubling down on what he believed. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we do here have a great prize. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres.
You don't do it after Terrence. Get off the phone.
Well, I didn't see. We didn't set it up first, right? We can't set it up with Terrence on the phone.
You did. You said you were going to set it up.
Terrence made sure to let us know that he was disappointed.
Is that on me?
No.
It's not on you. I just thought it was funny.
Okay.
It
wasn't a slight at Terrence in any way. I'd love to hang out with Terrence at Phillies game. It was not a slight at Terrence.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you not want to go to the game with Terrence? I'd love to go to the game with Terrence.
Doesn't sound like it.
You know what? I think you should buy Terrence tickets to a game.
Why you go.
Because you want to talk that much.
You owe Terrence Phillies tickets
saying,
now.
Okay. Wait a minute. I do? Wait a minute. You agree with him?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Bottom line is this. We usually
we
set up Hughes Clues after
a caller.
Especially
when it comes with money. You know, my pockets are a little light now, man.
We've only been doing this for like 3 years. We usually set up Hughes Clues when a caller, before we bring a caller on, not while he's on the air.
We do. Yeah. Terrence, that's on you, dog. That's on you.
Okay.
Joe, Terrence, that's on you.
Terrence, tomorrow's Tri-Day, and you'll have another chance, I promise. All right. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st at 6:30. Citizens Bank Park, after the game, it's Xfinity Fireworks Night. We'll be there hanging out with you, watching the game. Excited to go out with some listeners to watch the Phils play, and we'll see if Castellanos is in the game late in right field. All right, before we go any further, let's set it up. A little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
So is everybody ready for this first clue?
Yeah, no, I don't know if anyone's smiling as much as you are.
I can just imagine, like, the people on the you people. They're getting ready to type some mean and hurtful stuff. But I think this one's a good clue.
Okay. What do you got?
This individual is very unique. Very, very unique. What do you mean?
We didn't say anything.
I can feel y'all.
We're just letting you stew.
I can feel y'all looking at me.
Because, well, I'm interested to see where this goes now and how everyone guesses and the clues today. But you... Everyone is unique.
Nah, this person is really unique.
Okay, so not
everyone's unique.
Well, I mean,
some people are like,
you mean like twins because they're the same?
People are like,
some people are. Some people are.
But unique. Every individual's different than every other. All right.
Well, it's some people that are when you hear them,
really unique.
They're different.
Okay. Oh, see now I like that word.
Different. You know, you throw different in. Yeah. Different is kind of like John.
Okay. All right, so this person is unique. Yes. There it is. There's your first clue today for Hughes Clues. All right, let's talk to Zach in Collinswood. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. So Topper's handling was absolutely masterful, and here's why.
Okay. Masterclass.
Let's hear it.
A masterclass, if you will. So here's why. The goal is to ensure that we can make those moves in October, right? That's what you're saying. Like, that's what we should do, right? So that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you get there? Well, you start now. Just like with anything, as a parent, as a teacher, when you are going to make adjustments, you do not expect it to happen immediately, but you start planting the seed.
Mm.
So he planted the seed, right? And Cassie did what he did. Topper then benched him. And here's the biggest thing. Castellanos apologized. And since he apologized, he recognized and then told the rest of the room that was wrong of me. Then Topper, being a good teacher, doesn't hold it against him beyond the immediate consequence, puts him back in, and then in a game that doesn't really matter in the whole stretch of things, it's one out of 162, gives him a chance.
So I followed you to the last one. Then if I'm Castellanos, I could have the same feeling about Monday night. Wednesday night against the Marlins doesn't matter, but Monday night against the Marlins, that mattered?
No, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter to Topper. Let him have his night. Let him think he won. Whatever. Let him make that amazing catch. Because in October, when we say, remember when we did that thing and we did it and you flipped out?
I get it. And I think you bring a good point up, but he broke the seal, right? Like he could do it now and it's not as big of a deal. But I question if he's going to do it as often as he should. And also, Zach, they got to get to October 1st. I want to win the division. So like these games all to me matter to, you know, obviously a certain extent. Mets game is bigger than Marlins. Zach, it's an interesting point though. What do you got for us? What's your first guess today? The first guess for Hughes Clues. This person is unique.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous clue.
It's an awesome clue.
Pee-wee Herman that's a good guess. Yeah, Zach, we appreciate it. I mean, I didn't know.
Given the horrendous clues.
It wasn't that ridiculous. Yeah,
but this is your fault that we start the day with Pee-wee Herman. Like, what do you mean, why?
Isn't he unique?
He is unique.
Think outside the box.
I mean, do we really want to talk Pee-wee Herman?
He came and gave a great analogy, and then you don't want to think outside the box.
I don't want to think about Pee-wee
Herman. Shame. Shame on caller.
Shame on you. 215-592. He had a good guess based on a bad clue.
No, but just saying, you can't be ridiculing the first guess, yeah, the shame, first clue.
Shame on the caller.
All right, we'll get to Rangers. We'll get to Rangers night last. You guys are nuts. And what it should mean moving forward. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning. Wait a minute. Does that mean that's me, right? Yeah, because you're about to cut me off. Hey, winning on the field starts with how you recover off it. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Celebrate this 4th of July with big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on Tempur-Pedic's best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. This is the best part about all of this that's going on, people. You get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. I suggest you get the pillows. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. You get the pillows, you get the adjustable base, it'll change your life. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.